High Priestess Incantrix. I am the High Priestess, the Incantrix. I am the frequency of wisdom, of the Sophia consciousness. I am white owl medicine that holds the awareness of everything that is happening in all the realms, across all timelines. I move across dimensions, and I have an acuity of sight, of hearing, of smell, of taste, and of sense that deems me able to see between the veils. I am the incantations and the songs of the mermaids and selkies, of song and poetry, and words vibrationally aligning into the conduit of this world. I am the one who comes as the incantrix, calling you to remember the power of your voice, the power of your sight, and I live within you. I am the center of the solar cross, the sipapu between the worlds, and the nexus point between the heavens and the earth, the above and the below, the inside and the outside. I am your inner sight, your inner knowing, the owl of wisdom that has always been with you. I am the light of consciousness and the wisdom of the ages. I am the seat of your genius. I am the Sophia, the transmitter, the light that ignites you, the power of the divine feminine running through you. I am the voice and the gnosis of the Magdalene as she lives in you. And it's time to remember who you are. As the face of the Magdalene, who is the High Priestess, I am here to transmit and remind you that you're connected to all the women who have been oracles, priestesses, seers, teachers, and diviners of the way. You carry their transmission within you and have the ability to translate it so that others may receive it through your words and even more powerfully through your presence. When you receive this card, you are in the High Priestess initiation. For this is a call for you to feel your inner High Priestess, to awaken your sight, intuition, psychic ability, and seership. It may be that it has been difficult for you to trust your inner wisdom. This is a wound that has been passed down through the generations, one that has had us fear our inner knowing and our innate connection to the divine. There were times when we were told we were mad, crazy. We feared either persecution or humiliation, and when we followed the wisdom of our priestess lineages, we were fearful for our lives. And beloved, I am here to remind you to trust your intuition, to trust the direction of your life's mission. It's time to connect to the symbolism, to the myth, the poetry, the dance, and the song, for these are the breadcrumbs showing you the way and helping you part the veils. It's now time to remember and awaken your inner knowing. Your wisdom, your body, your inner sight, your ability to see between the veils of form and formlessness. You're connected through the shards of light, via the stars and the cosmos, to all wisdom that has ever been. So consider this. How have you doubted your connection to the divine within you? Have you doubted the voice of your deeper essence? What are you being called to release in order to feel a clear connection to your inner gnosis? The High Priestess initiation reveals to us the incantrix. Oh, and she is the one who has awakened the throat chakra. She is the one who has cleared all the fears of speaking her truth, of speaking what it is that she sees, what it is that she knows in the very depths of her being. We as women, we as those who hold this capacity to be able to pass between the veils effortlessly, for this is the deep remembrance of this capacity. It is awakening with not one of us, but all of us. We are being called to sing her songs, to utter her mantras, to realize the power of the spoken voice and the spoken sound in the art of manifestation, in speaking the visions, the imagery, the symbols, the syllables and the seed sounds. We have always known how to weave the vibrational reality of our voices into the manifest reality. We have always known how to speak and incant and chant and create the magic of the world that we want to see through the visions and the words that we speak. You're being initiated now to clear your throat, to clear your throat chakra, to be able to let yourself activate and awaken all the places where you have shut down your power of speaking. So I want you to take a moment with me right now to feel your throat. Your throat chakra is directly connected into your womb, into your yoni. What begins in the mouth and comes down through into this extraordinary throat. Our voice, this vibrational chamber, is echoed below in our cervix, in our yoni. That is the place where we find ourselves connected above and below. The sounds that we make when we are in the throes of pleasure, awakened through our yoni and through our womb space. These sounds connect us into the realms of manifestation, of pleasure, of our ability to be able to fully inhabit this chrism of our bodies. And so I'd like you to feel where and how you have shut down your voice. Where and how you have shut down the power of speaking from the voice that's connected into your womb and your yoni. For we have been taught to fear this connection in our bodies. And there is something miraculous and magical when you recognize that anatomically, if you were to look at your larynx and your throat chakra, and then you were to look at your cervix and your womb, you would see the exact same anatomical map. As above, so below. In Kandricks, I call you forth. This activation, this initiation in the High Priestess is for us to remember the power that we have that's connected into our inner knowing. And so as we release our voices, as we release speaking the words that give shape and form to our inner wisdom, we also come up against this wound, this deep and powerful wound. It's sometimes called the witch wound or the priestess wound. It is the wound where we were hunted and called heretics. Where we were literally hunted down, tortured, murdered, genocided as women, as ones who held the secrets of the connection between the worlds of the seership and the oracles, of the prophetesses and the ones who could feel and see what was happening as it was emerging through them into the world. There is not one of us, as a spiritual woman connecting into the divine feminine and the remembrance of our gifts, who has not suffered this casting out. For Magdalene herself carries this wound, the High Priestess wound of one who is a high initiate on the path of her own spiritual development, and chastised and chided not just by those outside of her own tribe, but those within who didn't believe her, the patriarchs, the other disciples who came and scorned her and said, why would she know as a woman? Why would she have been given these deep and powerful teachings as a woman? And yet she was. So just as she has been harboring and holding this part of the denigrated feminine, of the fallen feminine, we all carry part of this wound. For over the last 1,500 years, 1,700 years, 2,000 years, there has been a tenacious and abhorrent messaging that we have received in the waters within which we've been swimming that have literally not just taken the power away from the power of the feminine, but have actually made it dangerous for us to be seers, for us to speak what we know. And so what do you think we have done? What do you think we have done to survive? Many of us have shut down this throat chakra, have avoided speaking the magic that we see, have avoided bringing the utterance of our song, of our prayers, of our blessings into the world, knowing that it has been dangerous for us to do so, for us to show ourselves. And yet this wound is one of the most powerful shadows that we carry. For as we are here now, we are reclaiming this. And so this reading for you now is a powerful initiation. The High Priestess is calling you now. The High Priestess is calling you now to recognize how you are being called into deeper truth. How you're being called to speak what you know, to trust what you know, to activate your own inner gnosis. These seeds of doubt, mistrust, hiding, shutting down, avoidance, live within so many of us because we fear the shame, the humiliation, the projections of when we truly stand up into our power. And yet, the High Priestess comes to you in this moment, beloved, and she calls you. She calls you now to find your way, to really ask what it is. What it is, and for you to reclaim your voice. So take this moment with me and feel where in your life have you shut down your inner sight? Where do you pretend to not know what you know? Where do you doubt yourself? And what is it that you're being called to more fully own in your voice? This connection between our voices and our yonis is something that is so deeply missing from our culture. It is as if we have been cut off at the waist, only able to live in the upper chakras, the heart, the throat divorced from the womb and the yoni, the third eye, the crown. But only then have we been able to live in that place, disconnected from our deeper wisdom that lives in the entirety of our bodies. Incantrix, I incant, I sing. I sound. I know the power of the vibration of my voice. It's time. It's time to remember the power of the words, the sounds, the prayers, the blessings, the intentions, the vows that we make.